Are you a teacher?
I am.
Can I get your name, where you teach, what grade, and why you're here?
My name is Stephen Davis. I teach at Isaac Dixon Elementary School. I teach a second, third grade combination this year due to the decrease in third grade pupils from last year that was going to be put into effect, but then they pushed it back. Our district's already trying to push forward and make sure our classes are smaller, so we're going ahead and doing that. But I'm here just to support our friends that are in Raleigh and in Charlotte and stand in solidarity with them and to ask for funding so that we can have buildings that aren't falling apart, so that we can have instructional assistance in as many classes as possible, and to have the funding for kids that we haven't had since before 2008.
How long have you been a teacher?
This is my 12th year teaching. I came from Cleveland County Schools, where I was there for 6 years. I've been up here for 6 years.
Is there anything personally in your school that you really, what you're really feeling like for here in this area?
I love my school. I feel like we are really taken care of at Isaac Dixon Elementary School. We have great community and parent support. We have a huge PTO that really provides for our teachers. And our administrators are there to take our back and be there for us when we need whatever we do need. And they take teachers as leadership positions very seriously.
But you want lawmakers to do a little bit more.
I want the respect that we had before 2008, before the recession. When I started teaching in 2006, we had great health care. We were taken care of. Every school had the funding it needed. The lottery comes in 2006, and where is all that money that's for education? Get back to that pre-2008 where we're not lagging so far behind. Our health care has gone downhill so bad. When I started teaching, I had great health care. I didn't have to worry about trying to figure out how I was going to pay for a doctor bill or if I had to go to the ER, being able to come with that money after the fact. And I've had to have surgery since then, and it took a long time for me to pay it back because I am living paycheck to paycheck, even after 12 years with a master's and now National Board Certified.
Thank you so much. Are you also at the same school?
I'm at a different school. I used to be at that same school.
Can I get your name, what grade you teach, where you teach, and why you're here?
My name is Tasha Lewis, and I teach preschool at Hillcrest Community Head Start. My wife is an administrator in the city schools. I love my job. I love teaching children. That is why I'm here. But I'm fearful of what's going to happen when it's time for my kids to go to school and what kind of buildings they're going to be going to and how, you know, the highly qualified teachers are moving away because they can't afford to live here. I mean, I just think that the lawmakers need to see that even though we're doing a job that we love, we still need to be treated as professionals. We still need to have the professional pay. We still need to have, you know, schools that aren't falling apart. We need to be able to not have to go in our pockets and spend thousands of dollars every year that we don't have, that we're putting on credit cards and racking up more debt so that our kids that we teach can have a great education and be prepared for, you know, the next grade level or be prepared to go to college or technical school or anything. So I'm just, you know, I know that Asheville schools take care of, you know, their teachers the best way that they can with the monies that they get, but I think that lawmakers need to take into account how many teachers cannot afford health care, you know, on top of how many teachers can't afford their mortgages or can't afford to rent their houses or anything. Like, it's just a shame that we continue to have this conversation and, you know, get this pushback from community members, from, you know, parents, and, you know, we've been putting everybody else's kids first instead of putting our kids, our personal kids and our families first. And it's about time that, you know, this is happening. And hopefully this is like the tip of the iceberg and that we continue to fight because we deserve it just as much. I mean, those lawmakers went to school too. You know, all these professional athletes, all these musicians, they went to school. They went to elementary school, whether it be public or private. You know, public school, I feel like, is dying because the funding is being cut from the schools. And there's no reason why, you know, our state is paying more money for inmates in prison than they are paying per pupil, poor people in elementary school. it's unfair. It's unfair to our children. And they're the ones that are going to be taking care of us when we get old and can't do this anymore.
What are your feelings going into this march, kind of being an echo of what's happening in Raleigh?
I feel like showing our solidarity with the people that are in Raleigh. I hope that this is that us on a local level right here doing this march or this rally right here in Asheville is showing our community like we're serious. We love our children that we teach. We wouldn't have gone into a profession dealing with children and shaping their future if we didn't love what we did. And it's much more, like people are saying, you know, people think that it's just about our salaries. No, it's about the fact that we don't have supplies. We don't have books. We don't have paper. We don't have pencils. We got to come out of our pocket for these things. And that's unfair. We should have money somewhere. There should be money somewhere.